Now, Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
And you knew when you were there.
Welcome to Everything Old is New Again. This is Douglas Viviani with the ever carefree David Cohen.
Ever carefree?
Well, you're sitting here listening to and preparing for and enjoying your appearance on, continued appearance on the best radio show on television.
Carefree, I think of like some blonde woman in a flowing skirt, you know, running through the fields. And is that what you think when you think of me?
I'll take a picture of you and put it on the everythingoldisnewagain.biz website, and the audience can decide for themselves.
All right, now let me take the skirt off and let's start the show.
Okay. And this show is about the best TV sitcom theme of all time.
Right.
And I think that...
Wait, just repeat that so people understand it, because I got lost for a minute.
I can say it another way. What is the best TV theme song of all time?
Of all time.
Categories, sitcoms.
Right. Not dramas.
Not drama.
Sitcoms.
Correct.
Because this is such a broad topic, we actually had to narrow it down. And we're going to do another show, right, on the best...
Show six we are doing.
You know, you laugh at this subject, Doug, every show about theme songs. You laugh like
it's
not important.
We're making a career on theme songs. It's just going on and on. I thought it would be two shows, but we're expanding. I love it. Let's see if we could do at least seven of them. I think we could do squeeze one more past the next show, which will be the drama.
I think so, too. Right. Well, so let's take 10 seconds and talk about why, in all seriousness, why this is so important to us.
Well, I think it's interesting. As I said, the first of these shows all those weeks ago, it's kind of the best way or only way we can time travel, I think. When I hear Gilligan's Island, I remember coming home from school at like 14, turning the TV on at 4 o'clock, watching the reruns of Gilligan's Island and hearing that song. And P.S., especially those days, especially up to like maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, only place you're ever going to hear a TV theme song is before that show begins. You know, I listen to it in a podcast, you know, right. Listen to it anyway. That's it. Right. So they're very unique. At least were, you know. Now you can tune them in anytime you like, if you feel like it.
But. And I would argue that a lot of the old TV theme songs, and some of the new ones too, I in terms of the quality of the song, the singability, the memory, like you were saying, the time travel bringing you back to a certain place and point in time in your life, it works as much as popular music does.
Yes.
As any songs that you remember from... You know, a long time ago. So it's just as important to me. It's all music, and music is sort of a memory. What am I looking for? A trigger.
Right. But I think, yes, I agree with this. This is a smidge more unique because, again, you can't turn on the radio and hear most of these theme songs. So it's really unique. Like, it really brings you back. I don't know. That's just me. Let's look at some rules as to what we'll evaluate these theme songs by. I have three criteria that I think works.
Okay.
Does the song itself set the mood of the show, and or does it present an explanation of the setup of the sitcom?
Okay.
That's number one. Number two, is the song memorable? But what I mean by that is it instantly recognizable.
Like even today?
Even today.
Okay.
You listen to it in a few bars.
Good.
And you hear it. And the bars being the bars of music, not at a bar and drinking a beer.
I didn't think you meant that.
Okay. All right. The third, is it fun to listen to? Would you want to listen to it in a bar or in your car?
I see where you're going with that.
Yes,
now. Okay.
There's always a foundational issue there. Something I hit left.
All right. So number one, is it explain the show or does it set the mood for the show?
Yep.
Number two, is it memorable even today, instantly recognizable? And number three is, would you want to listen to it again?
Correct.
Okay. Got it. So.
People say we're monkeying around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Mm-hmm.
Chris and Spooky, they're all together ooky, the Addams Family. The house is a museum.
Okay, I'm not listening to Jeannie or Adam's Family in the radio, in a car or something else. It meets the first two. They're certainly memorable. They certainly set the mood. But the only one out of there that I would listen to again is the Monkees. But to me, the Monkees don't really explain what's going to go on in the show, or does it really set the mood? It's fun to listen to. It's memorable, but does it meet the first criteria?
First of all, where did you get those three? You're choosing what these songs are, just
of
to make
course.
That clear. I had nothing to do with this.
Yes.
So, okay. So the first three out of all of the sitcoms ever made.
Yes.
You played the Monkees, I Dream of Jeannie, and the Addams Family.
Correct.
All right. I just want to put that out there.
And the second three are... Actually, those are the second two, so those are five altogether. Sorry about that. That's Carol Burnett and Chico and the Man. I know you're a huge fan of Chico the Man. I don't know why.
I like that song. I think it's a great song.
Does it set the mood?
I think it does.
Okay.
Of the show. Sure.
Instantly recognizable?
I think so.
And would you listen to it in your car?
Yes, you know that. I like
yes.
it. I mean, Jose Feliciano was a big star at the time the song was written.
Right. The Carol Burnett you wouldn't listen to again, other than it is memorable and does set the mood, but
I don't think
you want to listen to that again.
No.
So, all right. So now we're getting the ball rolling here. I'm going to be a little more contemporary with the next one. This is a song that was written for this show. It is only 12 seconds long, and that's it. The band just wrote a 12-second song. Four.
I'm twisted up inside, but nonetheless I feel the need to stay. I don't know the future, but the past keeps getting clearer every day.
The Goldbergs, one of my favorite shows. It doesn't matter about the show itself. Does that song do it for you? I think it does set a mood. I don't know how memorable it is.
Not really.
Yeah, and I don't know you would listen to 12 seconds in the car.
And want to hear it again.
No. But I would say that if...
But you're trying to keep it... Can I just
yes.
say this? I really appreciate you trying to keep the show contemporary. It's everything old and that's the way
it's not everything old is old again. This is everything old is new again. So... That's a misunderstanding. This is a retro show, but it also brings things to the contemporary world, I think. That's what I always try to do.
Yeah, the show, you try to do it. That's the key. And you've succeeded now with the Goldbergs. I'll give you that.
Now, with the Goldbergs, I would say that if we had to pick one song as the theme song for this show, that would work based on the words.
I wasn't listening.
All right, let's try
no,
let's listen
please.
To it again for 12 seconds.
I'm twisted up inside, but nonetheless I feel the need to stay. I don't know the future, but the past keeps getting clearer every day.
That works better than this one.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-947-1516. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-947-1516. 1-800-947-1516.
When you're looking for a job, changing your career, or applying for a promotion, your resume is the first thing seen that represents you to a potential employer. Make sure your resume makes a clear, concise, and professional impression of who you are so you can get that job. Send your current resume to resumedoctorinc@aol.com for a free online review. You'll receive a reasonable quote to properly prepare your resume. Let us make sure you have a resume that will get you noticed. Send your resume or questions to resumedoctorinc@aol.com. That's resumedoctorinc@aol.com.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
You're listening to Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
How great is that theme song? You tell me. I don't know. Do you love it? Do you like it? You hate it?
I like it. I love it.
Does it set the mood?
It definitely sets the mood. It doesn't explain the show, but it explains the Big Bang Theory.
That's all right. Setting the mood works. Is it memorable? Yeah, you can. But do you want to listen to that again?
I do. Every time the show's on, I look forward to.
But you're not tuning that in
it.
The car.
You know, there is a full version of that
right.
song available.
And
I would listen to it. Yes, I right. would put that down.
I would say no. We're doing okay. this in really no particular order yet. The last part of the show, we'll get to the finalists of what we feel are the best TV sitcom.
Right. We're just going theme through songs. The contenders here.
These are contenders, but they're in no particular order. Let's focus for this section of the show on the songs or theme songs that have words to them.
Here's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
Now there's the Brady Bunch, for sure. I don't know, I'm not listening to that again, are you? It seems to be a common thing.
I wouldn't actively put on the song to listen to, but right. when I hear it, yeah, it's a fun song.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's America's song, Doug. I think that's what it's become.
Interesting.
Think about it. Everyone knows it. Everyone can sing the lyrics. I bet even our engineer Mike in the studio could sing the lyrics, and he's 12.
Cody says yes to that.
He's
okay.
12 years old, and he can still do it.
I bet you you could sing the lyrics to this one, but maybe not everybody else.
So it was planned, he'd command F troops. Where Indian fights are colorful sights and nobody takes a lickin'. Where pale face and red skin both turn chicken.
Now, for songs that have words, to me, that is the king. That's just to me, because that is just a piece of it. That is a minute long of words. Nothing repeats itself, and I know every word. I mean, and I haven't seen that show in 30 years.
And you could still remember
it. And I still can remember. Could you? I mean, what do you...
Most of it. I bet I could do most of it.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's funny.
It is funny. If you listen to the lyrics, it's actually funny.
Yes.
So, all right, should I test you?
No.
Do you want to take a shot at reciting it?
No, I don't.
All right.
Because I have too much else to do.
I understand.
A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed.
How creepy is that guy when he's singing that? I don't know, it just sounds like a creepy voice, but it's a funny bit of words, and it describes the show.
It does describe what happens in the show. There's a horse that talks. And it's inexplicable how... I always wanted to get into that story more. How is the horse able to talk? What's the story behind it?
I definitely want to do a show on shows like that that are kind of hard to explain, like how it even got on the air. That, another show would be My Mother, the Car.
Right.
I mean, like, it was basically about the spirit of some dead mom going to Dick Van Dyke's brother's... what's his name? Jerry Van Dyke's
Jerry.
Old car.
Right.
Like an old Ford, 1934, you know, Ford, what do you call that? The Model T. So it's a weird thing.
And that was in the 50s, right?
That was early 60s.
Was it?
Yeah. Or okay. Even like my favorite Martian, there's a Martian.
Right.
You know,
right,
that
right,
came
right.
down and living with a guy. It's just, I don't know. I think
very strange, right?
Yeah.
Very strange.
It's very, I think we should do a show on like these strange setups to shows.
And
you know?
And yeah, did they ever explain it, really? Why Mr. Ed talked, why the mother was inhabiting the car?
My mother, the car, well, they didn't necessarily explain it, but they did. They developed it in the pilot. They showed it happening. But again,
they show the mother's spirit, like, getting into the car?
No, there were no special effects, but, it did he was at a used car dealership coming home from the hospital when his mom passed away. And he's in this used car dealership. He hears this voice, goes to it. There's his mom in the car talking to him. And she says, I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know why I'm still here. But buy me and I will help you through life.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Yeah, and that's a little too much information, isn't it?
No.
About that show. Should I really know that?
Chills.
Just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Another one that explains everything that's going on in the show, like it's a great setup, might, when I look back at it, the show might be better than the theme song. Am I wrong? Does that make sense? Like, that theme song is kind of good. You remember it,
Well, it's the opening few notes that everybody remembers. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I mean, that's pretty much it.
Right.
Yeah. They could have stopped right there.
Exactly. And that show was really funny, but we're going to bringing that into this discussion.
Just solely focusing on the theme songs, right?
Exactly. But that's Green Acres, okay. And I don't know, I think that set of five, Big Bang, Brady Bunch, F Troop, Mr. Ed, Green Acres, might be not all, but some of the best that have words
lyrics
in them. I don't know if there's any others that come to mind that I left out of that list there for you. Actually, the Beverly Hillbillies, I'll play that shortly.
Right.
That's a good one. That's kind of funny.
Definitely describes what happens.
Yeah.
And a lot of people remember the words to that one, too.
And now, just talking about words, as we move along here, you may see that as we become more contemporary in this discussion, there was Big Bang with words, of course, but a lot of... What would you say? Theme songs for shows that are out there now, they're pretty much wordless. They kind of have gone to just setting the mood for the show,
right?
And not
exactly
really interested in any setups whatsoever.
No, well, I mean, there aren't really too many sitcoms on the air.
Yeah,
right
but
now.
Even like a Seinfeld, you know, like they in theory they could have set it up where they explain he's a comedian and whatever, but there was no need for it.
No, because it opened with a comedian on the stage. I mean, that's kind of giving it away,
yeah.
Right? But I understand now. I'm really starting to see, Doug, how important lyrics are to you in the theme song to explain the show. Because when Jerry came on on stage, were you still confused as to what the show was going to be about?
Is he Jerry Seinfeld? Is he some other character? Where is he living? Why are these people walking? Do you have people walking to your? You're in the city. Do you have anyone that walks into your apartment, number one, without announcing themselves, just opening the door? And number two, do you have anyone even knocking on the door? In this day and age, no one is not. It doesn't even happen.
Well, I have to say that in my apartment building right now, I live in a small building, and we do have neighbors that come and they do knock on the door.
Really?
Yes. Now, I'm not saying we're typical. We're no way typical of New York City living.
Right.
But our building is small enough such that everyone knows each other. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's not Kramer coming
nice.
In. Don't get me
right.
wrong. But yes, we knock on doors and we borrow sugar and all that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I still would need a theme song to explain that to me. Why is that? If your apartment was a show, I would need to say, huh? This is why are they doing this?
Right.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I don't think we have our. Let's look at this in a bigger picture. I don't think that sitcoms today have any of these setups where there's a genie or there's a car that's a mom is inhabiting the
right.
spirit of,
right.
or you know, a family that's you know, a mom and a dad getting together. you know, like the Brady Bunch did. And I don't think we have that complicated type of setup at all in any sitcoms we have these days.
No. Like, take Modern Family. Do you need a... There's no setup
right.
needed, right?
No...
But you understood... Did you understand it without having it explained
yeah,
to you?
Yeah, I love it. I love the show. But you know what? You may not... Someone that is, let's say, 15 now to 20, that's watching that show.
Right.
20 years from now, will a theme song to that show bring back any memories to them? Will it mean anything to them?
I don't know. So you're saying maybe if it had the words, it would?
I don't know. They've gotten away. These theme songs are like 10 seconds now, 15 seconds.
Right.
They're not 1 minute of
no,
the show.
No, it's more about the actual sitcom. Will they remember the sitcom? And sadly, right, there wouldn't be any memorable music to it. I agree with you.
Yeah, so let's listen to one that is memorable and kind of fun. I enjoy this one.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO?
MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-943-6798 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-943-6798. That's 1-800-943-6798.
This show is sponsored by the Law Office of Douglas Viviani. Douglas Viviani has been providing quality legal services for over 26 years. We are a general practice firm and can handle any legal matter you may have for a reasonable fee. If you were involved in a car accident, starting a business, planning your estate, or need of a criminal attorney, please call 631-681-1910 or email us at vivianilaw@aol.com. Get the justice you deserve. Contact the Law Office of Douglas Viviani.
If you want to register your own.com and are looking for a responsible, sustainable, high-quality domain name registrar, then look at Pernick.com. Pernick includes a ton of value-added services like a parking page, Whois, privacy, dynamic DNS, and much more with every domain name registration at no extra cost. Not many companies can say that. So give Pernick.com a try today. Pairnic.com.
Now, back to America's entertainment pop culture talk show, Everything Old is New Again, with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Welcome back to Everything Old is New Again. That is the theme to Get Smart, which may or may not be recognizable. I don't know how much it survived. It certainly was iconic in the 60s.
It was, and there's, I think, a niche group of fans that were into Get Smart. You and I were. I mean,
right.
There's a particular kind of sense of humor, and I don't think you would have heard the song if you didn't watch the show. It wasn't, like, so such a big song back then, I don't think.
Right. And, you know, without the visual, not going to detail, without the visual of what's
sure.
going on, it's not explaining what's going on in the show at all.
Which is not good for you.
It's not going to work.
Although you won't understand the show.
Right.
A lot of these songs we're playing on the show are kind of skewing a lot older, but
yes.
There's actually a reason for that. There just isn't a lot of sitcoms on the air today. We had slim pickings in terms of, you know, really just sitcoms in general, let alone, you know, picking good songs. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, we did The Big Bang, which is still
right.
on.
Right.
And we didn't do Modern Family because there's really nothing. It's like a 5-second thing.
Exactly. We did The Goldbergs.
Did The Goldbergs.
Right.
If you find that there's one that we've missed out there, shoot us a note. Come on. We're waiting to hear from you. Old, new, again at AOL.com or everythingoldisnewagain.biz. You go to the website and shoot us a note from there. In the meantime, let's listen to some, again, they're a little older, but I bet you know what they are. Okay, those are two that have words in them, but I think, you know, the one word Batman says it all for that one, and then the second is Happy Days.
Yeah.
Happy Days I could definitely listen to in the car. It definitely sets the mood. It kind of tells what's going on. I don't know. I think it's a good one.
I didn't know it was Ready to Race to You. I always heard it as Ready to Race with You.
So what are you saying?
That I, for the first time, just listening to it, I realized that I misheard it for eons.
And that's new information to you right now,
it
correct?
Is.
So that's how we say
old.
There you go.
Is new again.
Of course, this comes back to out to play. I mean, we've got Batman. They got Batman versus Superman coming out. It's going to be new again.
Batman never goes away.
Correct. Right. So I think those are good.
Batman was a big one. Neil Hefti, right? We talked in an earlier show. One of the best, TV theme song composers wrote.
And
that
the Happy
one.
Days is interesting because it was originally Rock Around the Clock, and after the first season, boom, they used this song, which was the closing song. So that's kind of interesting. But I don't know that these are really the best of the best in terms of that we would say they're the best of all time.
Worth consideration. Then.
Consideration. So do these two. Based shows, if you will.
Yep, Hogan's Heroes and MASH.
Now, MASH could be in a final, although I didn't put it in the final, but that one is definitely something you can listen to again. In fact, there are words to that as well. Sometimes they sing the words.
Right.
Suicide.
It sets the mood of the show. Does it fall into that criteria?
I think it does. It's kind of melancholy, you know. Maybe more or less the second, you know, incarnation of this show. Like the first couple seasons was straight out comedy, then they went a little more drama, you know.
Yeah, so they jumped the shark as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, but I think the song fits more for the comedy part.
It's memorable and it's fun to listen to. I mean,
you could definitely listen to that again. Now, Hogan's Heroes, you're not going to listen to again. It is instantly recognizable, for sure, I think.
I think it's like Get Smart, you know? There was a group of people that were fans, but beyond that, I don't know if everyone would
know. Still not
a
lexicon to this day, let's say.
Right.
Right? Let's put it that way. All right, let's see if we've got anything else to add. Okay, Munsters and Seinfeld.
Right. Munsters, that's a great guitar song. It really is. Great 60s. It's very iconic of the era and the kind of music that was being written. Also, I think, definitely sets the tone of the song.
Which is weird. It sets the tone of the show, which is a weird thing. It's a show, as we should know, about basically the Universal Monsters being funny.
Right. So the music kind of captures that, right?
I think it does.
You could tell it's supposed to be scary, quote unquote, but it's kind of funny and nerdy at the same time.
Isn't that weird that you get that just out of the music?
Yeah.
It's incredible talent to be able to put emotions
and it's
like
great.
That
there's a song now by a group called Fall Out Boy where they I forget the name of their song, but they've looped that Munsters theme into the song. And when you hear it, like in stereo, like what we just played now, it was probably the original recording, right? That sounds like it did coming out of a TV.
Right.
But when you hear, if you listen to that record and you hear it in stereo, It's cool. There's a lot of production value to it, too, which I think gets lost.
Yes, I agree with you. It's multi-layered. I don't know that you would buy it on an album or anything like that.
No, but, not necessarily, but it's
And memorable. Then Seinfeld, you know... I don't think it meets again. I hate to keep harping on it, but I'm not listening to that again.
No, it's not really a song, right?
And that's what we harp back to the discussion about today's sitcoms. I know that it's not today's world, but this one I should have pulled up Curb Your Enthusiasm. I didn't have time. Another one that set a tone for the show, and they're out. They want to get to the show. Let's get to it. These older ones, they spent, you know, some time setting up shows over and over again. And I think at some level, you're right, though. All joking aside, let's get to the show already.
Right.
You know,
right.
I get it. It's a comedian standing up, and he's got guys that drop by his apartment, and it's a show about nothing. Let's get to it.
Right, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That's where we're at, I think, at this point. I think where we got to go next on this are basically going to be the finals.
Ooh.
And we may fight a little bit about this. But I think the Munsters, we should say, out of all this group, what would you think would be one of two, three of the best that should go to the finals, if any, from what we've heard so far?
What we've heard so far, I would say, well, let's just reiterate what they were. Get Smart, Batman, Happy Days, Hogan's Heroes, MASH, Munsters, Seinfeld. I would say Munsters, slight edge over Batman.
Okay, so I would agree. Batman, though, kids were playing that song left and right on the guitar as well.
That was
something that was popular back in the day. There was another one that we're going to play here with words, Laverne and Shirley. It was in the Billboard, believe it or not, top 10, and so it could be listened to again. Does explain the show. But I don't know if it's likable anymore. You tell me, what do you think? What do you think? Let's just listen to it and see what you think of this.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-718-3929. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-718-3929. That's 1-800-718-3929. 1-800-718-3929.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-943-6798 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-943-6798. That's 1-800-943-6798.
This is Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
We're back, and we're going to now talk about and enter into the realm of the finals, the best, what we feel would be the best TV theme songs in the category of sitcoms of all time.
And some of these we have not heard yet. You have not played the clips for.
Correct. I would say that you've heard them in prior shows, because we've done a lot of shows right, on this topic. But you haven't heard it in this particular show.
Yeah, sitcom theme song show number 43. You might have heard this one before.
That Andy Griffith kind of is a song.
Sure.
I think it goes to the view that it's so incredibly recognizable, sets the tone. I think it deserves to be in the finals itself.
I do too, absolutely.
Because people hear that, I mean, even to this day, you know, people hear that and they're talking about, oh yeah, that brings me back, I remember that show. And,
right, it does stand on its own as a really good song.
All right, so there's two here, a little more current songs that are songs themselves, and here's the thing, they were written for the shows, but the songs made it to the Billboard charts, and I think that has something to do with today's either sitcoms, but certainly today's drama theme songs. They kind of are going a little more to, hey, maybe can we sell these songs as well? I don't know if that makes any sense. Listen to these two and see what you think.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
Tons and tons of, I guess, I'm not going to call them albums, but back in the day they were either albums or what would you call them, the 45s.
CD? What?
Of those two, we're going back to, there were no CDs back in the day in the 70s and 80s and 90s.
You talking about Cheers were. And Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, there were CDs.
All right, so
yeah.
Tons of CDs sold
right.
Of these, they were in the Billboard.
Oh, right? I see what you mean. As singles. They were
as
released
singles,
as singles.
Right. That's the best way to say it.
Absolutely.
So that being the case, I'm just wondering, thinking out loud, I should have researched this question. Do you think, it just hit me, that do you think that maybe some of this is that they want to make a couple dollars on the theme song itself? Let's promote the music and sell it so that people want to listen to it, the third criteria we have
back in
their car.
Back in
then
the 80s.
And even to this day, maybe more towards the drama side of things, but, you know, you think they want to do that?
I don't know if that was the intention, but certainly, I really don't know if it was the intention, but that was the result.
Yeah, definitely. There was a whole rash of those.
I mean, the Rembrandts who sang the Friends theme were an established band at the time.
Right.
So the fact that they could make a hit out of it was probably an added bonus. I mean, obviously they hired a well-known band to write something, so I'm sure that was in the back of their mind. I think with Cheers, I think it was just another sitcom songwriting team that put it together.
Right.
So I don't know if that was the intent, but also the Cheers song became a hit as well.
Right. It had to grab somebody's attention because it made a lot of money.
It did.
From that. So it's a different take on it as opposed to one of my favorites.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. 5 passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour, a 3-hour tour. Started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would.
I gave you a lot of that so we could really get a feel for what is going on that island. Why is there a professor on an island with an actress? And why is she, by the way, why does she have like a different dress every show?
Luckily, they explain that for you, Doug. They right. laid it out there for you, so you went into that show thinking, aha, yeah. I know what's going on.
Exactly.
Now.
You knew that Gilligan's wearing the same outfit all the time because he was working on this ship. But for a 3-hour tour, Ginger brought luggage with her.
Well, she was a movie star.
And the Howells brought their money with them, like in in suitcases on a 3-hour tour. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't.
Is that where it didn't make sense for you?
It fell apart because they didn't explain this properly. F Troop explained the thing beautifully in a fun way. Here, they explained it enough to get you on that island, but there's a lot of questions. No questions left in this one, though.
On November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right, but he also knew that someday he would return to her. With no
nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his friend Oscar Madison. Several years earlier, Madison's wife had thrown him out, requesting that he never return. Can two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy?
See how beautifully, I mean, even they let you have the question. The setup is right there. Can two divorced men live together without driving each other crazy? Share an apartment, you know.
You know, The Odd Couple is one of my favorite all-time shows, right? And I love that song. But I have to say, this song needs to be disqualified from this competition.
I know what you're going to say, and I...
Say, what am I going to say?
You're going to say it was a movie theme song first.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
It's not but it
really
was used
TV.
In... If that's the case, we got to take MASH out also.
True.
So we could do that. We can have them thrown out. But I would say that they were on the shows and used on the shows.
They were technically TV theme songs.
Right.
I'm not arguing that. But they didn't. Well, they weren't written for the show.
Right. I understand that.
You know.
But it's still up there. It's
yes.
It's fun. It's an F2-ish because it's not as funny, but it's still fun.
It explains
in the words.
You know, for a simpleton like
yes.
you, it really lays it out there.
Like, why are these two living together?
It answers every question, right?
Yes.
You know why they're living together. They're divorced. Both their wives threw them out. And there was no, you know, extra luggage. Ginger's clothes weren't on the set, so that wasn't there to confuse you.
Well, you know, the thing was, I was going to go a different way with it. We've got two people living together, and they're very opposite. They basically don't like each other. They don't get along. That's so unrealistic. That doesn't happen. But then I think twice about it, and that's probably half the marriages in America, I would say. That's true. So it really is a realistic point of view.
And, you know, they did like each other, though.
They did after, you know, begrudgingly, you know.
Right.
Let's hear some more.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile?
Now, those two really, I think, meet our criteria. No?
Yes.
You
want
to listen to the game. You want to listen to more of it. It sets the tone. It explains the show. It's instantly, I think, instantly recognizable.
Especially the Jeffersons.
Yes.
That is something I work out and I listen to it. I do. I do. It's a cool. Hey, that's an upbeat song.
All right, you actually have it in your Sony CD player. What do you call it? What do you call
Sony
it?
Sony CD. What
it's
not 1987.
The Walkman.
Anyway.
You have your little Walkman.
Attention, Doug. We have graduated from high school.
It's not. It's not 1987.
Well, I say that because it's a reference back to the 70s and 80s when that song.
I have
was
it
out.
On my iPhone.
You
I
do.
Yep.
Quite odd. No, but I understand it because
cool
it is
song.
Very cool, very catchy.
I don't
so
think it's odd.
Now we're down to like kind of like the – I think it's odd, but okay. I'll go with it because I love the idea that you love theme songs that much, that you could talk about them this in this much detail for five shows and counting.
And counting.
And we have the next show coming up is going to be what is the best TV theme song of all time, subcategory –
drama. We're getting into like the Oscar type categories now, right?
Yes. It's going to be, I think that's going to be a big hit.
All right. So we're running out of time.
Yeah.
All right. So who are the winners?
I think we're going to go with, let's talk about the winner with
lyrics.
Songs, with lyrics.
Welcome back.
Welcome back,
your dreams were
yes.
your ticket.
Absolutely.
We're not, welcome back. Same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed.
Keep it going.
But those dreams.
Just trying to give it some respect. The winner, and we're like stepping all over.
Exactly. Well, and then the winner without words. Thank you for listening to Everything Old is New Again. We'll be back next week to talk about the best theme song for the drama category. Come on back. Everything Old is New Again.
Honorable mention, Jefferson.
Yes.
If you're looking for world-class website hosting at a fair price, Paranetworks is your best choice. Founded in the early days of the web and still going strong today. Pair Networks now hosts hundreds of thousands of websites for its demanding customers worldwide.
Setting the standards for excellence, Pair Networks is a technical support staff that's second to none. A highly stable company with top-of-the-line technology. Pair Networks offers total reliability and flexibility for your website, and even a money-back guarantee. Whether you're a professional web designer or a beginner just getting your site online, Pair Networks has a web hosting plan that's right for you. Make the move today. Log on and learn more at pair.com. That's P-A-I-R.com. Pair Networks, world-class web hosting at a fair price. Visit us at pair.com. Pair Networks.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-718-3929. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-718-3929. That's 1-800-718-3929. 1-800-718-3929.